Aloha, A-L-O-H-A. Aka haelo kahi olu ha'a ha'a aho nui.
Pono Shim, Native Hawaiian storyteller and president and CEO of Enterprise Honolulu, says aloha, as taught to him at age 13 by his aunt Pilahi Paki, provides a framework to connect and build trust.
Ha'a ha'a, people know it's humility. She taught me ha'a ha'a means to go empty, to empty yourself. You seen two people hone before? When they connect their heads and their noses and then they share breath? What most people don't understand or realize is that for two people to share a breath, they first have to be willing to go to emptiness. But we live today doing this, sucking in instead of exhale.
Pilahi Paki was the proponent of aloha and taught Shim the deeper spiritual meanings of each word. In 2010, 25 years after his aunt's passing, Shim received a sign that he had her permission to share his knowledge with others. Shim says collectively, the words instill trust and can transform an organization into one that's on a path to long-term health. Mandy Jamshidi, program coordinator for a sustainability consulting firm, says it can also make a difference on a much broader scale.
I'm really passionate about engaging youth, especially those who are considered more disadvantaged or under-resourced, because they're the ones who get the brunt of the collapse of the economic and business systems and relationship systems. And so I feel that re-engaging aloha as a foundation for society is going to help everyone.
Jamshidi says we need to connect by seeing each other as a person first. Laura K. Rand, a marketing consultant, says the message of aloha serves as a good reminder to stick to the basics.
Sometimes they're moving so fast forward, people forget who they are and who the people are around them and the value that people have for each other. You forget to just stop and remember why you're doing things. And I think that that's one of the most important things to remember. And what Pono brings is just the richness of humanity.
Rand says Shim has helped her with organizational challenges in the past, and his insights are priceless. Shim took over the leadership role at Enterprise Honolulu in 2009 and is credited with reversing the near financial collapse of the organization. He says leaders must live and practice values and not just refer to them in a theoretical sense. Shim emphasizes leaders must also look and fix what's within themselves first.
We spend so much on litigation, campaigns, consultants based on distrust. So emptiness is really just going to a place and really listening to people. Okay, so what do I need to do to build a relationship with this person? Because if we begin with trust, it's almost like teeing off on the women's tee every single time. You begin ahead of everybody else.
The first Tuesday event in downtown Honolulu was the first sponsored by the new leadership at Envision Hawaii. The nonprofit is made up of social entrepreneurs who are dedicated to support organizational and business sustainability. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.